A new draft foreign investment law has been submitted to the nation's lawmakers for deliberation. If adopted, it will replace three existing laws on foreign equity joint ventures, wholly foreign-owned enterprises, and cross-border contractual joint ventures. Liu Junchen, one of China's senior legislators, has described the law as being significant for the country and for its overseas investors.
To meet the need to build an open economy in the new era, it is imperative to enact a new unified basic law on foreign investment. It is also essential to furthering opening up, implementing the decisions and plans of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, building a new foreign capital management system, and unifying regulations on domestic and foreign investments.
Liu says that the law aims to improve the transparency of foreign investment policies and ensure domestic and foreign enterprises can compete on a level playing field.
Promotion and protection are the highlights of the new foreign investment law. It is a law to promote and protect foreign investment and vigorously expand opening up and the promotion of foreign investment.
Zhang Yiquan, a political advisor with the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference and the chairman and CEO of City Capital, has thrown his support behind the draft law. He says that the protection it provides to intellectual property rights will help the country to abide by international rules.
You know, the current amendment to the investment law is a very good step, and showing the world that China is just as eager to protect intellectual properties, and China will forbid forced technology transfer to address, again, concerns from our side. And I think in terms of market access, we could do better in some ways.
China is home to more than 2,000 regional headquarters and research and development centers for multinational enterprises. A report by the World Bank Group said in 2018, China advanced to a global ranking of 46 in terms of ease of doing business, up from 78th spot in the rankings in 2017. Some global investors have said that the rollout of the new investment law will further boost global confidence in China's economy and promote high-quality development. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.